Brett Hollander back here with Kurt Bodenhausen, senior editor from Forbes, looking at the top 50 valued franchises around the world. And I want to talk a little bit about the NFL franchises in the middle and in the bottom part of your top 50 list. I get how profitable the NFL is. I get how they split television revenue. Essentially, that's it in the NFL. Yeah, there's great marketing, and most of the time the stadiums sell out. But I am a little skeptical when I look at some of these smaller market clubs that I know are hurting, like the Buffalo Bills, right now 47th on your list, and the San Diego Chargers, 41 on your list. I mean, those two teams and a couple others in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars did not make your list. I know there's a kind of a bare minimum that they could earn because they're a part of the NFL and so much of the overall revenue is split. But these are smaller markets that are hurting and they're not selling out the place. The TVs are getting blacked out for home games. They're not that matters because, again, the revenue from TV is all split 32 ways. But are these franchises in those markets that valuable in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to TV. I mean, new TV deals are kicking in this year. Teams are going to be getting, you know, cashing checks of over $200 million before one fan walks in the door. Mm. Now, as that'll bump up the salary cap, can these teams keep up as the salary cap keeps going and going and going? You know, it's hard to say. In the last collective bargaining agreement, they basically wiped out revenue sharing in terms of the high revenue teams transferring money to the low revenue teams. The high revenue teams really fought that. They were sick of writing checks to prop up the Jaguars and Rams and some of the lesser financial teams. But the NFL is still a really nice place to be right now. I mean, because it is really hard to lose money owning an NFL franchise. It's a very exclusive club. NFL is still king in this country. And yes, yeah, so those teams at the bottom, you know, have troubling situations. We'll see. You know, the Bills are, you know, up for auction right now. Where that price comes in will be very interesting. You know, if the team has to stay in Buffalo, you know, it's not as worth as much as, say, if that team was portable and could move somewhere else, then you could really see bidding go through the roof if an LA group could get involved. You know, so there is a limit how much the team is worth in Buffalo, but I think there is a bare minimum to get into an NFL franchise, and it's probably $800 million even for these you know, the worst team in terms of the NFL with their financial situation.
So our own Baltimore Ravens, they are 19th on your list overall, ahead of the San Francisco 49ers, ahead of the Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts. So that is of note there for us here locally. It'll be interesting to see when you come out with the baseball one next year where the Orioles fall. I know they've been kind of moving up based on their recent success, and I know marketing-wise they're definitely on the up and up, and of course the big Mid-Atlantic Regional Network deal, which is so important for baseball's survival and all the club's survival.
Yeah, the Orioles, you know, we valued them last year when we did this at $620 million. And how things work out with the Mathson deal will be interesting. It is a very contentious issue right now between the Orioles and Nationals. But in baseball, the name of the game right now, yeah, is that local TV deal. That's what's really driving valuations with these baseball teams, and that's what's getting people involved. And you can't discount, I mean, the run-up in the stock market over the last 5 years has, there are so many crazy rich people out there right now that there's nothing else to buy, so I'm going to buy a sports team, and I want a sports team, and it's a very, you know, when you talk about supply and demand, it's a nice thing. Baseball owners are in a nice spot because there is a very, you know, the supply is very limited, and so if you want a team, you know, you're going to have to pay what these guys command.
Fascinating stuff from Kurt Bodenhausen, senior editor for Forbes, their top 50 valued franchises around the world in professional sports. Kurt, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
That's Kurt Bodenhausen. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.